the snow.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Kind of a holiday tradition with us here at The Takeaway. The soundtrack of the holidays sometimes drives us a little batty, so we try to remix the holidays, and we're remixing our series, Remixing the Holidays, all week long. We'll be talking with musicians, music lovers, and you about the best and worst songs of the season. And we begin with John Solomon. For over 20 years, John has been hosting WPRB Princeton University's 24-hour Christmas special. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You're getting ready for the 2010 24-hour special?
Absolutely. This is a rare moment where I'm not previewing records.
Indeed. You know, now most Jews on Christmas, it's like Chinese food and a movie, but for you, a little different.
For me, playing holiday records on the radio for 24 hours for over 20 years.
How did this get started?
I was 15, and there was an open slot on the schedule, and I decided I'm going to go on the radio and stay on until the next DJ shows up, and I had such a pleasant experience, and the feedback that I got from listeners was so amazing that there was something to listen to during the holidays. The next year, I decided to do 24 hours, and here we are.
And indeed, we would need 24 hours to evoke the vastness with which the Christmas holiday music oeuvre has been explored by your show.
Correct? Yeah, I think that I could do a show that was twice as long, maybe at this point three times as long, and not have the quality level dip off too precipitously. So
we've got to choose
serious?
A slice here.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's that
72 hours.
Okay, maybe not. I think I could do 48 comfortably.
Okay.
Comfortably.
All right. Comfortably. All right. Well, let's have a little.
Well, we've got to do a slice this morning, though, right? So we're going to look at Christmas hip-hop music. And how many hours could you do of just hip-hop Christmas
I think
music?
I could do a two-hour mix that would probably be satisfactory.
Starting with this tune. Run DMC, the classic Christmas in Hollis.
Yeah, I think when people think of Christmas hip-hop, this is sort of where they start. I really like the fact that it uses this sample of Backdoor Santa by Clarence Carter very effectively.
Oh, yeah, of course. I know you laughed immediately when you heard that.
I mean, it's so old school. It's great. Thank you.
So you would have heard this originally back in the 80s?
Yeah.
87 is when it came out.
87. Oh, wow. So moving forward now, let's check this out.
Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme.
Now, that seems much more generic, Christmas rapping by Curtis Blow, than the Run DMC. I prefer the Run DMC.
Yeah, well, this came out in 79, and this is actually the first rap song released by a major label.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah.
It was a holiday tune.
Yeah, and then at the beginning of it, you didn't hear it. At the very start of the song is where the Beastie Boys Hold It Now, Hit It comes when Curtis Blow is doing the intro.
So on your show, how would you come out of a tune like this? I mean, what would you say?
It's more about taking a song like this and sort of juxtaposing it with other holiday tunes and kind of taking things that are great that happen to be holiday songs like this, and then up next to it possibly having something a bit more surprising or unexpected.
So go ahead.
So the entire show isn't hip-hop?
Correct. It's every possible genre of music that happens to have holiday sounds under its umbrella.
I'm so pretty impressed. Don't worry.
I like Curtis Blow followed by Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That's a possibility, right? Okay, let's move on to another check.
Go for it, Kane. Jingle bell rock with hip hop. Look what we got here. Yeah, I definitely can relate. One heck of a Christmas present for 88 as I flow and let it go.
80s, man. Will not die. Where'd you find this?
This comes from a Warner Brothers compilation that I don't know if it was ever commercially released called Winter Warnerland. And so on this, you have the whole Cold Chillin' Records crew. You have Big Daddy Kane, Roxanne Shanté, MC Shan are all on there sort of doing this group cut. And it's one of, as far as holiday hip-hop goes, it's one of my favorites.
And holiday collections are, you know, big profit leaders for the record companies. So even if this wasn't released, everybody gets around to doing some sort of holiday compilation, no matter what genre they're in.
Yeah, I think one of the things with putting this show together is you'd be surprised how many artists that you like may have done Christmas songs that you didn't know about. And so I think during the show, being able to show people, hey, this exists, is enjoyable.
And of course, the holidays are all about little kids expecting toys, right?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna get it. I know I'm gonna get it. I can't wait. Every little step brings me closer to the gift. Can't be late. Rip it open in a second and it's time to play. I was up all night in anticipation. Feeling electric, jewels of jubilation. You'll tie carols from the local congregation.
Any kid can relate.
Yeah, the level of anticipation in that song is really fun.
Now, who's that?
That is Blackalicious.
Nice.
And that's the first song that they've released in 5 years, which oddly is on this Target.com free compilation. Just out of nowhere, this came out, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. And, it's like All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, really. And
yeah.
It's a little kid sort of view of Christmas and the toys and that sort of thing.
Super eager.
All right, let's do your next cut here.
Now it's Christmas time and it's knocking right at your door. I saw you book it on down to your favorite store. You pull out your phone and then you count your gold. I did buy your girl a new mix doll.
Now this is brand new, right?
No, this is from 1982.
Oh, 1982.
Total
see,
classic duo.
That's a classic. I missed this
very,
one.
Very, yeah. Blondie and Fab Five Freddy.
And the crazy thing is, so this was only released on a flexi disc that came with a magazine called Flexi Pop, but it was a year after Blondie's Rapture came out. They did Christmas Rapture.
And where were you when this came out?
Oh my gosh. Wishing I could afford to buy it, but couldn't. But it was great. Yeah, I was definitely still younger than it came out.
And Blondie doing the crossover thing, right?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's bring it all home with a Santa classic here. First of all, can you set up who this is?
Yeah, this is a gentleman named Voice Dude. Since we're remixing the holidays, I thought a mashup would be appropriate. So taking a popular, not particularly FCC-friendly CeeLo song and using a clean version of that alongside a Jackson 5 classic.
All right, what you're about to hear has been changed to protect the innocent. So a great sample, of course.
Yeah, taking something old and making it new again.
So on your show, how many hip-hop tunes do you expect to be playing?
I would say probably about 10 or 15, ultimately. For a 24-hour show, it ends up being around 300 songs on estimate.
And you're already? When does the final playlist go into the...
Well, it all happens live, so, come Christmas Eve at 6 p.m., I better be ready.
Do you take requests?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say a good 60, 70% of the program is requests at this point.
Well, John Solomon of Princeton University's 24-hour Christmas DJ program, Merry Christmas to you.
To you and yours as well.
I guess I know what you'll be doing on Saturday.
You know where to find me.
On Shabbat. It's great. John Solomon is the DJ for Princeton University's 24-hour Christmas show. Something that's been going on for how long?
This will be the 23rd year.
23rd year. Congratulations. Remixing the Holidays is what we're doing all week. What's the song that keeps you warm or a tune that leaves you cold? Atlanta?
It may sound weird, but one of my favorite Christmas songs every single year is Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You by Billy Squire. I always remember watching that video and he's singing along with all the MTV VJs. It was good stuff. Merry Christmas.
You could go 48 hours with this stuff.
I don't know if I could, but bless your heart.
Carol us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, and sing the song. I'm John Huckenberry with Majora Carter sitting in for Celeste Headlee all week. Merry Christmas. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.